HKX, W4SOE.
HKX, go ahead, Sean.
Mount Mitchell machine, there are two Starlink remotes that are set up in a couple places in Asheville, and they have the addresses and the SSID and username and password for the Wi-Fi. If anybody needs that, needs access to internet, is in the Asheville area, might be able to pull that off of the Mitchell machine, over.
Hopefully, everybody's listening there. And that's the Hendersonville area, or was that the Asheville area? I'm sorry, I'm driving.
That was the Asheville area. Over.
I don't know anything about Starlink or how it works, so if somebody comes in here, I'll probably just refer them back to you.
Well, it's just a, they're just using Starlink internet, but they've set up a Wi-Fi hotspot. So anybody that knows how to use Wi-Fi should be able to go out there and leech off of it. Over.
Locations in Asheville?
But I could go back to that machine and get them.
What? That way we can relay that out.
I can report back in a bit.
04HK, standing by.
Okay, N4EDW, over.
Go ahead with whatever.
Information, FM station 104.3 is an information station with what's going on around here. I think the governor was on it and they're giving county information. I don't know where the station is located. I'm having trouble picking it up, but can pick it up. Diesel fuel apparently is available at the station across from Strauss in Brevard, the Marathon station. Don't know that they have gasoline, but they do have diesel. And the station out by the quarry has diesel, but no regular fuel. So there is some diesel available. Walmart apparently is open, stand in line. Lowe's is open, you stand in line, because they're all cash. They don't have a Wi-Fi system, so you have to use cash at both of those places. Over.
Yeah, 104.3 is kind of scratchy in this area. You're better off to listen to AM 720. They're relaying all the information that's pertinent to the county, Hendersonville and Brevard. So I've just been recommending everybody listen to it. And I'm actually on my way up there to set up at their station. So we can relay information that way.
So I'll try 720.
Everybody listening and try AM 720. That is WGCR. They're a gospel station, but they're also a disaster ministry. So they're prepared for this kind of stuff, and they do a lot of it. As anything they get in pertinent to that, they will come in and relay it out over the air. KO4HKX. Is that okay, KO4HKX? Yep. Pass some information to you and tell you thank you. My father-in-law did get those messages, but he couldn't get out. He did receive the messages, though.
That's good. Thanks for letting me know.
I just wanted to make sure and tell you thank you for doing that.
I'm out right now trying to check on some neighbors, but it seems like everybody seems to be pretty good or have access to everything, but I'm going to drive around a little bit more.
After that, I'm on my way up here to WGCR. I'm going to set up my station there and relay information for them and across the 610 and wherever we need to. KO4HKX.
I'm just looking at a neighbor's house. I think there was 5 trees down on top of his house. That's got a lot of damage. Whew. All right, talk to you later. N4ZLK.
HKX, standing by.